they want to hear a story told to them. And they'll say, just tell me a story. Tell me a story about when you grew up.
Instead of reading her children bedtime stories, Beth Smith loves telling them bedtime stories. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Beth doesn't read those stories from a book. She tells them from memory.
As a mom with children, and any mom has told their kids bedtime stories, I think we would all agree that children, they want to hear a story told to them. And they'll say, just tell me a story. Tell me a story about when you grew up. Don't read a story to me out of a book. And so if you can get in that mode, and I mean, you know, I think for every mom, you know, that knows Goldilocks and the Three Bears, she doesn't have to have a book to read that. So the main thing is becoming familiar enough with the story ourselves. And stories aren't memorized, they're internalized.
The same can be true for telling Bible stories.
It becomes part of you. You may not hit on every detail, but you get the heart of the story, the principles in the story. And so, you know, for me, it was more of a challenge at first to learn the stories. But then I learned how to learn them in an oral way, not jotting down notes, just reading the story, picturing it in my mind like a movie scene. And it's much easier to remember.
Even if you're not sure where to start, touching on the main points and discussing it afterwards can open the door to meaningful conversation.
But you know, I didn't even have that when I started. I just went through scripture and learned the story in a very natural way and shared it. So it's really, I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's easy.
Need some ideas on getting started? Why don't you go to makingyourlifecount.com?